And as we do every Monday at 11, we say hello to ESPN's Teron Davenport. He's presented by Crane Works and Rental Works, your source for crane and equipment rental. Visit craneworks.com. TD, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
We've had a pretty spirited debate this morning on things.
Oh, I've heard.
This team has won five in a row, and they're leading the AFC South. They're probably going to win the AFC South, but feel like we're always kind of breaking down some of the things that we see. But let's start with Malik Willis. I made the joke that him turning around, handing the ball off to Derrick Henry, I thought he did a fine job with that yesterday, but he looked like a rookie at times. They didn't let him throw the ball much, which I agree with that plan. But what was your overall takeaway of Malik Willis in his first career start?
Well, as for how many run plays they called, I think Malik said it the best. He said, if you're running the ball that well, why wouldn't you keep doing it? So that's really what it boils down to. But as far as with Willis, there was a little bit of hesitation. Not a little bit. There was a lot of hesitation on multiple throws. He did miss Chigakonko. He had him wide open on one of the play-action passes. But I think, you know, for what we knew of Malik Willis, it's basically what we saw. And it's something for him to obviously build on. But, I mean, to be put out there in that situation, going against a pretty solid pass defense, I think he did, you know, enough for them to win. And that's really all that mattered. And they called the plays accordingly.
Okay. The defense did their job. But you heard our debate on offense and Todd Downing and what he has done to this point. Could he be more dynamic? Sometimes when he tries to get too dynamic, it gets too cute and it doesn't work. How do you evaluate him to this point now that they've gone on this five-game winning streak?
Well, I mean, if you go off of this past game, I thought there was some meat on the bone, so to speak, just because I when you have a guy like Malik Willis, a young quarterback like that, I think you do want to do a little bit more to get him in the rhythm, you know, boot him, roll him out. Give him, you know, half-field reads, flood the zone, and let him, you know, work that way. So I think he could have done more to get Malik involved as a passer. But, like I said, you saw what Derrick Henry did. Now, overall, I don't think he's done as bad of a job as people have made it out to be. You got to remember what he's working with, you know, as far as the receivers are concerned. You know, and you got an offensive line that's just been, you know, kind of patchwork together. This guy missing, that guy missing, this one filling in, and another. I think he's done a decent job, to be honest with you.
TD, the defense, I said, you know, right before you got on earlier, that I think this defense, this team reminds me of the 2000 Baltimore Ravens. Now, they don't have a Ray Lewis, I get it. They don't have a McAllister on the outside. They don't have a Shannon Sharp. I get all that stuff. But the premise of how they play, run the football. They had Jamal Lewis, who rushed for 2,000 yards that year. We have Derrick Henry, who's capable of rushing over 2,000 yards in a season. He's done it already. But that defense, they're getting better, and they're getting better at the right time, led by Jeffrey Simmons.
Yeah, what you saw Simmons do.
God, that was just man.
That's a man right there.
I said it to Corey Curtis last night. I said it reminded me of, you know, when you go to a high school football game and how they hold the paper up and the guys run through the paper as they're running onto the field. That was Jeffrey Simmons going through the offensive line. I mean, they couldn't do a thing with him. And Tierre Tart, too, man. Like, these guys playing together, they're causing a lot of problems. And Tart, his strength is showing. They get that push up front. Bud Dupree's coming around. But I think we do need to look at Christian Fulton and how he's quietly becoming a really, really good cover man corner. And he showed it in that game, you know, fighting through that pick, getting that interception. Fulton's quietly becoming a really good player.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think they're doing I think Vrabel has realized, and maybe he realized this, you know, before yesterday's game. But I think he realized that. In order for us to not only win this division, but potentially host a playoff game and try to win in the playoffs, we're going to have to play a way that is reminiscent to 90s football, where it's not flashy. You know exactly what we're doing. You just got to stop it. And from a defensive standpoint, we don't think that you're patient enough that you can drive the length of the field and score on us. Plus, our red zone defense is the best in the National Football League, or it's in the top two or three at this point in time.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's you're right when you say they remind you of that Ravens team, because it's like offense, all you have to do, just one or two big plays, and the game can be won. And it's just when you look at that defense, like they're taking it upon themselves. I remember Jeffrey Simmons, he called them, you know, kind of like firemen. You know, they have to go out and put out the fire when things happen. And that's what they did yesterday, right? You had the turnovers, and it was only 3 points off of the turnovers. So definitely a great job by them, and they're really coming into form.
Boy, they really did put out a couple of fires there. So, you know, one thing we talked about, Teron, is when you look at what they do have to work with, now barring a trade, and maybe we'll get your thoughts on the probability that they try to add somebody, but we're looking at Dontrell Hilliard, his number of touches, I think it's 27, but great things happen virtually every time he touches the ball. How can they expand his role some?
Yeah, that guy's a huge playmaker for them. He almost had 100 yards rushing yesterday. I think they have the role for him set out, and that's one of the things I feel Ty Downing has done a really good job of, recognizing how good of a pass catcher Hilliard is and finding ways to get him involved. You look at yesterday, they sent Derrick Henry in motion, and they did like a quick inside handoff to Dontrell Hilliard going the opposite way. Why? Because 22 goes in motion, all eyes are on him, and they slipped it, and it was, you know, a nice 15-yard gain. And it was something that they did against the Commanders, if you remember Hilliard's touchdown, where they sent Henry in motion after they screened to him, and then they threw a screen to Hilliard, and it was a touchdown. So I think Todd Downing's doing a good job of that. I would like to see him maybe motion, you know, into empty and be, you know, out wide and let him run routes against a linebacker in space like that. I think that would be a good opportunity to make plays.
Yeah, the key is to do it in the context of how they're trying to win with the power running game. It's an interesting challenge, but boy, if they could find a way to get him the ball just a few more times, it seems like that would really help loosen some things up. So let's go back to the trade deadline here, Teron. Do you have any thought of, you know, could they make an upgrade for a reasonable price, or should they be willing to give up a second, third round pick to try to upgrade, given the position they're in?
Yeah, I don't think it's likely that they'll do a trade, but Chase Claypool remains the guy that I would really suggest bringing in here because of, you know, his ability just as a back shoulder guy. And I was hoping that maybe we would get to see Chris Conley do that a little bit, you know, just to make teams pay for how they're playing against them. You don't want to see the disrespect, you know what I mean? But if they could get Jerry Jeudy, that would be good, you know, but I really doubt they make any moves.
It's stunning to me how the rest of the division continues to flop. And like the Colts, they had a great chance to win yesterday. Fumbled the ball in the red zone with their best player in Jonathan Taylor. Their best wide receiver drops a pass in the final seconds that could have given them a chance to kick the game-winning field goal. The Jaguars have lost six games all by one score or less. It's unreal to me. So I wonder if you're looking at it saying, boy, this is a great chance to again put yourself in position to host a playoff game. How much do you go for it given those circumstances and given the fact that you've still got the king out there on, you know, he's still proving that he can dominate games. So I think it's a really tough philosophical conversation. Do you play for now, or do you continue to sort of play, you know, even keeled for the future, sort of a transition, you know, not trying to go too much eggs in one basket?
Yeah, you know, honestly, for me, if it were me, I'm going to get in DJ Moore. And that's playing for now and for the future, because he's still a young receiver. He's under contract. It would probably take a lot to get him, but that's what I go get. And everybody will say, hey, well, you know, how is that going to help the offensive line? Just the same as Claypool would help the O-line. You go to three-step pass game, a guy like DJ Moore is very good at what Mike Vrabel refers to as combat catches. So you could, you know, three-step, throw the fade to him and he'll go get it. But then also if they're playing off, you know, he could run that slant. And he's very similar to A.J. Brown as far as being able to catch that quick pass and take it a long way. Very good yards after the catch. So that's who I would go get. But, I mean, like I said, I really doubt they do anything.
That catch he had yesterday was just amazing.
it
was a hell of a throw, too.
Right after the catch, you know, that's the only thing.
No doubt about it. TD, appreciate it. As always, we'll see what Mike Vrabel has to say in about 45 minutes, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys. Take it easy.